From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, June 19, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. Ryan Anglim is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Catskill Democratic Committee on Wednesday, June the 17th, at the Catskill Firehouse, chose its candidates for town supervisor and for one town council seat. The committee backed its chair, Doreen Parsley Davis, in the town supervisor race, and Patrick McCullough for the town board. Davis is a resident of Palinville. She retired in 2008 from the pharmaceutical multinational Merck & Company. Davis now serves with a variety of local community organizations and teaches leadership as a consultant for Merck. Davis told the paper her qualifications and background would bring a new perspective to town government. She said, and I quote, "I know how to get things done collaboratively. From my perspective, it's about bringing good information in," end quote. McCullough is a resident of the village of Catskill and has served as a village trustee for 9 years. He's an 18-year member of the Catskill Fire Department and currently serves as a member of the village planning board. He said, and I quote, "My experience on the village board is a plus and was a great stepping stone, hopefully moving forward to the council seat," end quote. You can read that story in today's Daily Mail. Brian Hubert is reporting in the Daily Freeman that the Saugerties Town Board passed a no-confidence resolution on Wednesday, June 18, in relation to the proposed Pilgrim Pipeline project. If constructed, the pipeline would move Bacon crude from Albany to Linden, New Jersey, through Albany, Greene, and Ulster counties, and send refined crude back to Albany, largely along the I-87 corridor. Citing the resolution, Town Supervisor Greg Hersmotel said the company failed to demonstrate to town officials that it was applying for the necessary permits from the appropriate state agencies, adding that it also failed to show if it was complying with regulations under the New York State Environmental Quality Review Act. He said Pilgrim also failed to adequately address questions about project investors and how the necessary financing would be procured. Town officials canceled a scheduled public meeting on the project on Thursday, June 18th, after Pilgrim representatives decided not to attend. Hersmotel said company officials balked at an agenda that gave them 30 minutes to speak and 30 minutes each to representatives of environmental groups, Riverkeeper and Catskill Mountainkeeper. You can read that story in today's Daily Freeman. Kelly Wheel is reporting at Capital New York that a new study of home ownership applications in New York City shows that black and Hispanic households are far more likely to be denied a home loan compared with whites. The study found that 16% of whites citywide were denied a conventional home loan, but 34% of black applicants and 29% of Hispanic applicants were turned down. The study was conducted by listing service StreetEasy, using loan application data made available by the Home Mortgage Disclosure Act. Alan Lightfield, the data scientist for StreetEasy, said the statistics show when it comes to loan applications, and I quote, "race certainly matters," end quote. The denial rates are even more dramatic in individual boroughs. On Staten Island, for example, only 12% of white applicants were denied, while 51% of black applicants were turned away. You can read that full story at Capital New York. Hillsdale Town Supervisor Art Behr has announced he will not seek re-election in November. The 12-year veteran of the Columbia County Board of Supervisors broke the news in an interview with Victor Mandolia on WGXC on Wednesday, June the 17th. Behr is a Long Island native, and he moved to the affluent southern county of Hillsdale 30 years ago. He has an extensive business background, including general management positions in a variety of service businesses. He is also the former dean of Drexel University's School of Business. Behr is a former chairman of the Board of Supervisors. His tenure was marred by an attempt in 2009 to destabilize the county seat by moving essential services and the County Department of Social Services away from Hudson to an abandoned school in Claverick. He also spearheaded a proposal to house the county's homeless in a historic landmark hotel located in the center of the city's downtown. Behr was elected as a Republican and later as a Democrat. The Board of Supervisors last week chose Behr and Supervisor John Riley of Gallatin to conduct an independent audit of loan procedures of the Columbia Economic Development Corporation. His term will end December 31st. Finally, Rick Carlin in Capital Confidential reports that while the state Senate has all sorts of important measures to pass before the legislative session ends on June 17, the Senate voted 32-31 to make the wood frog the official state amphibian. It was the second year in a row that the Senate made this declaration. And last year, John Stewart mocked the Senate on his The Daily Show. This year, legislators gave him much fodder, too. Queens Democrat Mark Gennaris said, and I quote, "This is an asinine bill," end quote. Toby Stavisky, a Queens Democrat, said, and I quote, "They are very small and ugly," end quote. Catskills GOP Senator John Bonasik said environmentalists would use the designation to impose greater land use restrictions called wood frog zones. He said, and I quote, "You can't build here or you can't build something over there. You think it's a joke," end quote. The punchline is that there is no counterpart bill in the assembly, so the Senate's debate on the frog was a complete waste of time. That is a story that you can read in Capital Confidential. Now for the weekend weather. The National Weather Service is predicting isolated showers before 3 p.m. today. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 80 degrees. Chance of precipitation is 20%. For Friday night, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 52 degrees. Forecast for the next 3 days. On Saturday, a slight chance of showers after 3 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 73 degrees. Saturday night, showers and thunderstorms likely mainly after 2 a.m. It will be cloudy with a low around 66. On Father's Day Sunday, showers and thunderstorms are likely. Some of those storms could produce heavy rain. It will be cloudy with a high near 78 degrees. Sunday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Some of those storms could produce heavy rain. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 66 degrees. And for back to work Monday, partly sunny with a high near 87 degrees. Monday night, partly cloudy with a low around 61. Sunrise today was at 5:18 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:35 p.m. The length of the day, 15 hours and 16 minutes, exactly the same as yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 19th day of June 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice Father's Day weekend.